Gary told us out in GameStop.
What line? What line is that?
It's from Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, the Master Universe Classics. I got one coming, so don't sweat it if you really want.
I've seen new Masters of the Universe stuff hitting like GameStops when I walk in. So I was like, you know, hoping maybe, you know, if I see it in the GameStop, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the one mall here, the Crossgates Mall, has one of those. It has a GameStop and a ThinkGeek store in it. Yeah. So they've had a lot of, not the battle lines, but they've had a lot of the tail end, you know, Motu classic stuff. And they're the ones who had the San Diego, the Ermac, right? With the red one that I gave you, mm-hmm. you know, and at a cheaper price in like all the online stores. And they had the Tekken guy from San Diego at the time. So I kind of just keep watching when I'm in there, but I'll check it again because chances are they probably get.
Is that place, like, I've never seen a ThinkGeek. Is it like loaded with toys? Like, is it like jam-packed with toys or is it separated and like kind of?
No, it is all toys. It's all collectible stuff. It's almost like what you think BBTS might look like if they had a brick and mortar store.
But is it like GameStop?
They don't
like,
have hot toys. But they have like, you know,
how they have like walls and walls of toys, like it just jam packed and everything, or is it separated?
It's separated. Like they'll put Marvel Legends together. They'll put, you know, you know, they've got like clothing articles, like hats and stuff like that. You know, they've got the video game themes. They've got they'll have a Star Wars section. They'll have a Transformers section.
Okay, cool.
The NECA area, you know, with all that stuff. The Super 7 will have their stuff together. They have some, you know, glass display cases with like statues and stuff like that. But they don't have hot toys. They don't have any 1/6 scale stuff. But it's a good store to go look at because it's not like FYE, you know, how they have like electronics and like other novelty stuff and records and movies and all that kind of crap. And then some toys, it's like just all collectible stuff. Gotcha. So it's actually a neat store to look into, to tell you the truth, this day and age.
And Dom, I've seen reports of that battle lion at Barnes & Noble.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stop in there.
I forget that Barnes & Noble sells action figures. Like, you could find import stuff in there, right? Like figure arts.
A lot of figure arts stuff.
All the Misho movie realization stuff.
Yeah, that's in there.
Marvel and the Star Wars.
Even those model kits, the Star Wars model kits and stuff like that.
Are the prices pretty decent? Like, or is it basically what you'd expect to find at like a normal?
You can take advantage of like the sales. Like, the sales is what's good with Barnes and Nobles because they'll do like a 20% off sale, and if you have a membership, you get another 10%. So you can get like 30% off when they do those sales.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll throw like coupon sales. Like, they'll throw like, you know, here's a 20% off toy coupon collectible, and you take that coupon. I think it's like $50 for a membership a year, I guess, like for Barnes and Noble or something.
There's one in the mall. There's a Barnes and Noble. Like, usually, like in the mall, like where I usually go to the movies, or where there's like where there used to be a Toys R Us and stuff. And I never would ever think to like go to the Barnes and Noble to check for figures, and I always should have, because I know like the one time I did. I remember seeing stuff in there. Just never thought to go back.
I pick most of the Star Wars artifacts, the stuff I pick up there. Because they'll clearance that shit sometimes and you can get it for real cheap.
The artifacts, that's the Kotal Bukiya statues?
Yeah, Kotal Bukiya stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I had gotten a couple of the DC statues for that one. I think I got
they have like a wave coming out, which is like more cartoon. One for Cobra Kia, Artifacts Plus stuff for Marvel. looks really good.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
And they're supposed to, like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, JD, like, they're supposed to all connect too. Like, the bases are supposed to all connect, and you have like a OG, like, X-Men cartoon series.
That I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's on BBTS, I think.
I don't do the artifact stuff.
It's on BBTS, and I think, like, the Jubilee and Gamut sold out already.
Has anybody seen on BBTS that it's expensive to put them all together, but they have a Dungeons & Dragons cartoon statues?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been tempting, but it's going to cost, like, a grand to get, like, all of them together.
Yeah.
They're like a buck and a quarter a piece, and there's like eight of them, I think, together. But
they look cool. They do look cool.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stick to the Mythic Legions and live through them, I think, for that series.
That's what I've been. That's what I've been retro watching. I've been at night. I've been watching some Dungeons & Dragons, and I had started like episode one, and I've been going through it. They're all on YouTube.
It's really crazy. On YouTube, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you? Yeah, you guys. I don't want to be that guy, but did you know how the they never finished the series, but you can listen to the audio version of what the final episode was supposed to sound like when they finally got home?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the DVD set came out probably 8 or 9 years ago, and it's not animated, but there's a, you know, they give you like a written storyboard, and it kind of, they had the actors come back and actually voiced and did their characters just as a voiceover, like a radio show. Or a podcast, I guess, nowadays. And it's just interesting because it was kind of, you know, had some closure to the series, which was kind of cool because that was one of those shows. I always felt so disappointed as a kid because, you know, you never see him get back home, you know?
Yeah, like every fucking mission is like a tease for them. I'd like, be fucking pissed.
Yep.
A dungeon master. I'd be like, fuck you, motherfucker.
They never get back home. That happened in Quantum Leap, too, I think, in the final episode. I think that's the word.
That was a good show, Quantum
Leap. Yeah. Dr. Sam Beckett never returned home.
Yeah, that was
like,
really
damn, it's fucked up.
That used to come on right before Golden Girls and all that shit that used to pop on that late night.
Yeah, I dug that one. It was a good one. Yeah, so, all right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Breaking the Mold. Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Happy New Year.
Listening.
Happy Merry New Year.
Yay. Merry Christmas. Yes. Yes. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. We are back. This is kind of like our anniversary show. Our anniversary is January 2nd. And, you know, we've been doing this a year, guys. Longer than that with the ROC hangouts and stuff like that. But officially being here, Breaking the Mold, 1 year. So we just want to say thank you to everybody that's out there watching, listening, and that has been a part of this show. We really, really appreciate that. With that said, let's say what's up to the rest of the crew. I'm Harrick and BX. First up, Energon Addict. How you doing tonight, Pop?
Yo, what's good, everybody? Happy New Year. Happy Tuesday. Happy 1 year anniversary. Just all around fucking happiness right there.
Yeah, man.
Happy.
It feels like I haven't seen you guys in a while.
It's been a long time.
I guess because it's been 2 weeks, but, you know, 2 weeks these days seems like a long time when you see these guys every week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm recovering, man. I threw a little get-together, last-minute thing. I invited a few couples over. Nobody, they didn't leave until 3 o'clock in the morning. Wow. It was low key. It wasn't like we were out wilding out taking shots at that time. You know, everybody was still drinking, but we were playing Uno, and I never played Uno. Like I didn't. I must have played it like, you know, in elementary school, but I forgot how to play.
Dude, he gets vicious. So draw four, motherfucker.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it gets
violent. Yeah.
He's right. Brian's right.
and so I'm like relearning the game and shit, and I could have won probably a good 3 or 4 times. We only played about 5 games, and I just kept forgetting to say Uno out. So I would be like, Uno, sit back, and they're like, no Uno. I'm like, shut the what the fuck, like, you know, like, give me a break. I don't know how to fucking. They were ruthless. They didn't give a fuck. They were like, you're not. This is the third time we tell you the same thing. We got to say he's out. Like, that's all you got to do. And I was like. Yeah. So yeah. I'm a sore loser, so, but it was still a good time. We had Riddler Circle was here with his new wife. Ian got married. I don't know if everybody knows that, but
he already got married.
Yeah,
nice. Yep.
They just said they're gonna have, you know, an official like wedding, you know, reception one day, probably in 2020. But yeah, man, he got married about 2 weeks ago on a Monday.
You know? That's cool.
I always knew he kind of did that. Yeah, I was just gonna say I always knew he was a smart guy, man. That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, she's a good girl too, man. She's real. She's a lot of fun. She was here yesterday. She's starting to get to know me a little more. You know how I get, and I say some really weird shit. You know what I mean?
Well, now they're married. She has to accept you now.
Yeah, exactly. and she got the full effect because the whole crew was here yesterday. It was basically like the guys I used to work with and chill with outside of work. Half of us don't even work at the same place no more, but so it was all of us, and we all act like little kids. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're just, everything's like, oh, that's what she said, or, you know, some kind of perversion or some kind of fucking sick joke. And she was just like, oh my God, this is what you guys are really like. And I'm like, man, just wait a little longer. And sure enough, by like 2 a.m., she got the full effect of Some of Us. And she was just like, she couldn't stop shaking her head and laughing at us all. But really good time.
That's awesome, man. Good stuff. So recovering. What, are you back to work tomorrow? Are you off today?
Yeah, man. I was off today and back to work tomorrow. Unfortunately, I had to work till 3 on Monday too. So I didn't get much of a break. I had to literally come home, clean, cook, and prep, you know, for everybody coming. So by the time 3 a.m. hit, I took like a 2-second shower and fucking just hit the sack. I was out. Lauren said I was snoring within like 3 minutes. So
that's a good day though, man. That sounds like a good day.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. Next up, the analyzer, Brian Brank. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, guys? And like Dave said, man, 2 weeks, too long. Too long. I missed you fellas. Yeah. And my New Year's, I went to my friend's house. It's a guy I've known since 2003, I guess, or whatever, and he throws a New Year's Eve party every year. And you know, specifically I have to thank this guy because he rescued me from my old job and got me where I am now. So it's a huge blessing.
Nice.
So you know, I don't stay till 3 like your friends did, Dave, but I do stay late. He's an hour away from me, and the roads can be precarious as far as the traps that the coppers set up. So basically I stop drinking at 11, leave there like 1:30, and by that time all the drunks are off the road and all that other stuff, so it's much, much safer. Just gotta look out for deer, really. So it's nice, but good time. I'm so super happy that Kathy Griffin isn't on any of the New Year's Eve shows anymore, because I just can't stand her. I do miss the Dick Clark puppet, though, that they used to have. You know, when he's getting really old. I don't know if you guys watched his Rockin' Eve show, but it definitely looked like he was a hand puppet. That's kind of cruel, theme, but... Maybe I'll start that New Year's resolution tomorrow and not be so Christmas was good too. Dom, I have to tell you, my Christmas was very low key. It was just me, my brother, and his wife, and there are no videos to accompany. So I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sure you could have put something together.
my brother was under the weather. He caught my cold 2 weeks when we hung out a week or so before that. So, oh well.
Oh well, that one from Thanksgiving. It was so good that'll keep us all warm till next year. Basically, that was awesome. All right, Big Dom, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. Enjoyed. I went to Long Island for New Year's. I was at my sister-in-law's house. So, her whole family goes, and we had a good time. She had like a friends and family party, so there was a bunch of us.
Yeah. Do you guys do the whole like dinner, you know, eating dinner kind of like late and stuff and just waiting for the ball to drop?
Yeah, like we ate, like the food came out like around 7:30, and then you basically eat, and then desserts come out around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then we kind of wait for the ball to drop, and you know, champagne, fireworks, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. What time did your thing start, Dave?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. All right.
Yeah, people probably started coming in around 8:30, 8:45. Yeah. I had some friends that didn't get there till like 10:30.
You know how that goes. You want them, if you want them to show at 8, you say it starts at 7.
The part that bothers me the worst is I want everybody to eat. You know, like, I'm very generous when it comes to that. Like, you're going to come to my house, you're not leaving hungry, you know? But, motherfuckers, you're going to get here at 10:30 and expect to eat what everybody else ate. Like, you know, I'm not going to put food to the side for you, you know? Like, so I didn't think people were that hungry. So by, like, 9:30, like, a lot of shit was gone. I had to fucking find the supermarket that was open because everything closes early. Mm-hmm. Let alone I went and got... I had to find a pizzeria that was open. All the pizzerias closed at 8 o'clock. on New Year's, and I didn't know this. That was like news to me. I'm like, the fuck? Don't they want to make money? This is New York. So I had to find a pizzeria that was probably a good 2 miles away, and cross my fingers that it was decent because I never ate there before.
Yeah,
and it was. But you know, but that's my main thing, man. You're gonna get to a party late, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't expect to fucking eat. I'm just saying, like, you know, you better have eaten already. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't come fucking hungry. You know, but I still made sure everybody has some food.
Dave, I remember that about you. I remember when you had that party and like Eric and Jose and Dom were there and Gary, yeah. And God, you had it like catered and had tons and tons of food, I heard.
Yeah, man. And this time I didn't even do that. I did, like, I cooked myself, and all I bought was the pizza that was extra. But it's just like my mom raised me like that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have people at your house, the least thing you could do is feed them. You know what I'm saying? So I did that. I made Energon just in case anybody didn't bring their own alcohol, because I told them what I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody went for it. That stuff goes, you know, because it's already pre-mixed for them. They ain't got to work. They just go fill up some ice.
Exactly.
Yo, my one boy, I got to tell this quick story, guys. I'm sorry I'm taking up Dom's time, but... Fucking, I have a boy named Rich, right? My boy Rich is a little,
it's the first fucking of the year.
He's like a big kid, like he's like a baby. I think Gary, I think you've spoken to him before, right? Like,
who's that?
My buddy Rich.
I don't know.
He's the blackest white guy in the world, and I'm like, did you whatever you have? I remember.
Like, who?
Who?
So look, this kid Rich, right? He was calling my drink, the Energon. He kept calling it Ron Ron Juice from Jersey Shore, right? Because that's like the drink that they make. Oh, this Ron Ron Juice got me lit. I'm so lit off. He just kept saying it all night. Before this hat that I'm wearing, I put it on towards the end of the night because, you know, fucking hair was getting messed up. Put the hat on. He took it off my head, put it on, and he's going to Ian all night. I'm part of the crew now. I'm the realm. I'm saying. He's going like this with the triangle, like the fucking, the fucking rock, like fucking Jay-Z shit or whatever. And he just kept doing it all night. I'm like, yo, Rich, shut the fuck up. He's like, could I come to Jersey now? Could I go to Chicago? Like, just on and on. To the point at the end of the night, I still had some friends and family tees here. I gave him one of the t-shirts on the way out. I shouldn't have did that, because he puts it on and he's running around my house happy that he's part of the fucking group. I'm like, dude, you don't collect toys, bro. You can't fucking, you know, like, whatever. Be happy. He was ecstatic. It was just a fucking funny thing.
Dude.
I wish I could have recorded it and put it in the group, but.
Dave, you could totally trick him and just send him an invoice for dues. Be like, dude, now that you're in,
right?
You exactly. Owe me. You have to pay $50 a month.
I like that.
Yeah.
We could really get the show kind of moving.
Sponsored by.
Let's see how many friends and family tees I still got.
He's gonna be like, I'm out. I'm out. Oh, nice. So that was cool, Dom. Did you do anything like today? Just kind of laid up at home? Did you have to work?
Yet, hopefully, like, you didn't have to work. I slept over their house, so crashed at their place. And
nice. That's always good when you don't have to worry about that. After drinking and stuff. You don't have to get back on the road.
He didn't come back.
I know, but it was just, I was so tired. I just want to get the fuck home.
You were tired? Don't give me shit when it's my turn to do intros.
I didn't fall asleep at fucking 10 o'clock. I missed the ball from dropping. You know, that's one thing that you have to do every, like, once a year, you missed it. I'm just disappointed in you, Gary. And I even text you too, Gary, saying Happy New Year's. I fucking 12:05, and I didn't get a reply back. And I was like,
I responded back at like 3 p.m. today.
Yeah, but I was passed out by 3 p.m. Unless you were in California enjoying their New Year's at 3 p.m. or a.m.
3 a.m.
a.m. Yeah. Oh, sorry, you said p.m. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm still tired, but it was good. Yeah, I got out of work early. They give us a half a day on that New Year's Eve, so I was actually talking to Dave when I was leaving, and basically went home. My wife didn't get off work until like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then we ended up just sort of packing up and going. So, unfortunately, like, you know, some my mother-in-law like left her glasses there, and then my sister-in-law left her like her fucking jacket that had her car keys and her like the keys to their store, and so we were the last to leave, and we got a phone call going, oh, can you bring, I forgot this, I forgot that. So I had to like basically drop off everything, you know, drop off her, my mother-in-law's glasses and drop off the coat at my sister's. So it was a lot of driving.
Oh, man. As Howard
much Rose. As I, it was good. Like, you know, driving up there, Christmas, I mean, New Year's Eve was a pain in the ass. There was some traffic. I hate the fucking belt. I hate the fucking southern state. People who live out in Long Island just are damned. Because they're just, it's just one road, one fucking road that has no shoulders. And like, if one person gets into an accident, you're just stopping where you are. Even if it's like a fender bender. It's just ridiculous.
Good shit you avoided all that. You know, despite you having to play delivery boy.
Yeah. It was a little bit like right by JFK. There's always a little congestion because of everybody going to the airport and shit. But other than that, it was fine.
Nice.
It was fine. But it was fun. It's fun. I got all the nephews and nieces running around. You know, I have a little niece that's just, you say whatever, like you tell her to tell it, like say something. She repeats it exactly the way you said it. And it's just gets funny after a while because you're like, my other brother-in-law comes in and I'm like, hey, tell Gabs, you know, tell him this. And she'll say it to him and it's just like everybody starts laughing in the room and shit. It's so funny. You got a lot of kids at that age.
Dom's that uncle.
Yeah, you like corrupt them and like, you know.
Yep.
But it's I wasn't like, you know, not telling her to say curses or anything, but just wise ass remarks.
He just wants to make that clear, you know.
Yeah. It's just like wise ass remarks.
All right. Next up, G Money. What's going on, man?
What is happening? Everything is good. Thank you. Same to you guys. It is nice to see. It's a couple weeks go by. You kind of miss just the hanging out part of the of talking here. So it's good to be here. Christmas was cool. It was very low key for us. Just you know, my wife and I here. We went to Massachusetts and saw her mom on Christmas Day. I just enjoyed the fact my company's closed on Sundays and we were closed Christmas Eve and Christmas. So I had three straight days off. Which is nice being closed. Anyone who kind of is in that position knows it's, you're not getting emails and text messages and calls and stuff. You know, it was like total just kind of like silence for a couple of days. So that was pretty cool. I think I really enjoyed just that type of a break. And then we're unfortunately open New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and we're pretty busy yesterday. So it was a very low-key New Year's for me. It was just us here hanging out and, you know, did my normal routine super early in the morning. And by 10 o'clock, I was probably asleep. And I think my wife stayed up and back to work today super early. So anyone who knows me, it probably doesn't surprise them.
So you didn't get to watch Dick Clark's Rock in New Year's
Eve? No. And to be fair, Dom, I've watched it many a time, but, you know, I was going to give it a try, and I realized at some point I'm like, nah, it doesn't really matter.
You missed the New Kids on the Block, man.
Really?
Yeah. Step by step. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Remember that shit?
Steve Harvey was on Channel 5 with his thing. And there was a few of them going on.
But you can, if you want, Jose, you can come back to me and I can kind of give an update on the wellness because it actually did keep me pretty busy these last couple days of talking about the 2019 Health and Wellness Fitness Challenge. We can come back to that if you want for a few minutes. All right. A little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Cool. All right. JD, what's up, bro?
Hi, people.
Hi. What's up, JD? Hi.
How are you doing? You're looking comfortable.
I'm curious, is that a big sword I see in the front there of your monitor, or are you just really excited to see us?
Oh, both. My sword is excited. Yeah, I'm good. Christmas was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of low key. Wasn't really too crazy. It was like we went to my cousin's place and hung out there for a bit. Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day I went to my dad's, and that was weird. And then went to my mom's. My dad, he kind of likes to pay for friends, if you know what I mean. So like he hangs out in a lot of bars, and those are the people that he surrounds himself with instead of.
You saying he had like a hooker?
No, I mean
lady friend. That's what I was saying. That's what got Skippy out.
Oh, we went to Dave to say what we're all thinking, but that's good.
It could be. It very, very well could be.
What did she walk up to you looking for? Yeah,
no.
Like.
No, they're all there for him because he's paying. That's
I got you.
Yeah.
So sketch. Yeah. Exactly. Sounds like call people back in the day that used to fucking always you'd always light them up, but they never fucking had none on it.
Yeah, they always had the Dutch. They always had a Dutch, but they never had money for the fucking weed. Like, what the fuck?
See, yeah, that was a little weird. It was a little weird. You know.
I need to hang out with your dad more often.
No. Trust me. You don't. You're not missing anything, Dom.
Okay, cool.
But then, you know, later on, we went to my mom's place, had dinner there. It was just, it was like my brother and his little gaggle and Chan and I, and hung out with her son, you know, over the holiday. So it was nice having him around. And then I guess for New Year's. Oh yeah, I want to shout her out because she opened another rabbit hole for me. So I went, speaking of swords.
I thought that was a cosplay sword.
Me too. I had a sword that you fucking pooches around. What?
So she got me a couple of the Playwrights Kai Final Fantasy figures because I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, like Final Fantasy VII to be specific.
Is that guy compensating for something?
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, she got me a couple of these, and then day after Christmas Day, I went and pretty much spent all my Christmas money.
Why
so
sad, JD?
My paycheck.
I spent all my Christmas money already.
I blew a lot of money on like all the other ones that I wanted.
That's what money's there for, JD.
I know.
On the Playout Sky? Playout Sky stuff?
Yeah.
Are those pricey like some of the other ones? Like some of those designer ones that are like $250, $275?
Yeah, most of them are $150 a pop. Okay. There's a couple bigger sets that are, you know, $400 or $500.
How many Final Fantasy figures are out there for Playouts or Kai?
There's a bunch, but I just went with any of them that were from Final Fantasy VII or from Advent Children. And then I found a couple of the summons. So I found Odin with the horse, and that was like $400. And then I found the Behemoth, you know, the big dragon. That was like regular price, but.
Did you go into any other line like Star Wars or?
No.
No, you just only stayed with Final Fantasy.
Only because I got all these at retail or a little less.
Gotcha.
They were I either got them at BBTS or straight from Square Enix.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've had a couple of the Marvel, like the Wolverine and the Deadpool, you know, they're kind of designed, they're stylized and they're very, very cool. I mean, they have a great presence.
Go ahead. I'm
careful. I was just going to say, you have to be careful though, because there's a lot of KOs for them. So you're right. You gotta suck it up and buy it from the reputable place because otherwise they seem to get KO'd like faster than almost anything else. It seems anyway, just in my experience.
Darth Vader one was with, like one of ones I was looking for, and it sold out so fast. And like when I go to toy shows and I see it, it's like such a I second guess myself buying it. Mm-hmm. You don't know whether it's going to be a KO or an actual real one.
But yeah, Chandra got the Darth Maul back at Toy-Con or whatever, and then when we went to Baltimore, the Baltimore Comic Con, there was a guy there that had like the Cloud Strife with the bike, and he had a Sephiroth, and he wanted ridiculous money for him. But I got like super excited to like see them firsthand, and she remembered that, and ended up getting me a couple of these to start off with. Which was pretty cool. Yeah. And we got a bunch of other stuff too, but that was pretty much the highlight. And then New Year's. So we left here Sunday and drove to Bobby and Laura's, hung out there till like 6 the next day to go to Pinkerton's. And thank you to Bobby and Laura and the kids. And we had a wonderful time. Definitely make sure to check out Nerd Rage, special features.
Yeah, man, you go to Bobby's, he's going to put you behind that mic.
Yeah. We had some pretty awesome conversations, so.
Nice.
And cool.
And then hung out at the Pinkertons. Thank you to them as well. We had a blast there. Yeah, it was just a good time. And then, you know, today we left around 4-ish. Just kind of putzed around the Pinkerton household and, you know, watched him build and paint some stuff and kind of helped him hand stuff. I was like his, here you go.
Nice.
Between me and Mason, we're handing him stuff.
His Quasimoto.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. Master.
Yeah, master.
Yeah. But... yeah, it was nice. Got to see a lot of people. A lot of people came in there, too, for the new year at the Pinkertons. So, got to hang out with the, you know, cool table in the realm. There were a lot Sweet. Of people. Josh, I don't know how you sleep without a pillow under your head. Like, he holds his head up when he sleeps with his arm. He sleeps on the side and holds his head up. No pillow underneath him. He sleeps like, and he's going like rocking back, you know, like, you know, and you're like drifting off and you're doing the head nod thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Is he laying down or is he like sitting in
the
chair?
Like, no, he's like lymphatics on the fucking A train. they just keep fucking, they don't fall, but you know, this.
Yeah. He's laying on his side on the ground, just going.
Oh, I thought he was sleeping standing up because, you know, considering what happened a couple months ago, he might have learned how to sleep on the toilet, you know. So I don't know.
Oh, got him.
He's in the chat.
Don't flamingos like fall asleep on one leg standing up?
They do actually. Yeah. Josh should be a flamingo.
We're going to call him the flamingo.
There were no spills. Yes, this is true.
No code browns. Very good. Very good.
I mean, it might have sounded that way. So I'm hoping not. It was between all the snoring and the farting. I mean, we had Russ and Anna there, so him and Russ, you know, Josh and Russ were battling it out while they were sleeping, snoring and farting. <tearing off. laughs> there was a moment where Shannon and I are laying on the couch sofa thing, and we're both like facing each other and have the covers like up over our nose. We're just sitting there looking at each other.
Jose and Gary, doesn't that remind you of the time we put down the same thing?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting because what you're describing, JD, is very similar to Jisk and Dust in the competition that they were having back in the spring, also at the Pinkerton compound.
I guess it's something with that basement. It's something with this. With that room,
dude. I don't know, man. I spent the night in a room with Jisk once, and I think that he would win any contest.
Yeah, when it comes to that. Tell you straight up. He'll tell you straight up. Yep. Fucking, he'll be loud. Yeah. You know,
so. Josh is pretty loud. I don't know.
Dude. I don't know, man.
I've slept in the same room with Jisk as well. And I don't know. We're just gonna have to test this out at some point. Yeah, we have to get them both in the same room and let them pass out.
Jisk could put lumberjacks out of business. You just made him sleep in a forest. Is that some bitch can saw some wood, man?
I almost went live in the middle of the night too. As soon as I rolled over to grab my phone, it got all quiet.
You know, I think that setting is a rarity, but yet when it happens, it's probably the closest thing ever to like a time machine, because you can take a bunch of grown adult men, you know, in their like, you know, 30s and 40s, and suddenly everybody's 8 years old in terms of what they find funny and what they laugh and giggle and noises that they make. And it might as well be like summer camp, you know?
Yeah, we were like, you awake? Yeah. That's normal. Interesting. And then all of a sudden you hear a big what the fuck was that?
Who was it?
I just remember laughing so hard.
Exactly.
It was funny.
It's like, you can tell by whoever laughs the hardest. That's who it was.
Well, Chan and I were the only one laughing. Everybody else was passed out. I don't know. Maybe Gort might have been awake, but I don't know.
It's always the skinny guy, bro. That motherfucker is ripping him.
No one would expect me.
Oh man, that's always the hazard you have to go through. You know what I'm saying? Like those meetup events and you're sleeping over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. But Jose, man, you've had a lot of time off, man. How's it been for you?
Oh man, it's been good. Just been chilling out, keeping it low key here in the casa. You know, just fixing up here. Christmas was low key, just here with Jasenia and her son. She cooked an awesome dinner. It was so good. It's almost like the last hurrah, you know, enjoying that last bit of good food for this challenge. And same thing for yesterday too. Like, you know, we were trying to make sure that we didn't have anything like kind of like bad in the house, you know, and being that this thing was starting today, Tuesday. So we kind of like, you know, went through everything, like the soda, anything that we had in the house. We finished it up pretty much Sunday, and then even like the liquor, like yesterday, we didn't even have really anything for New Year's because we drank it all like early. It wasn't much left. We didn't want to go out and get another bottle because we didn't want to, you know, drink during this competition and stuff. So
yeah.
So New Year's was also kind of like low key. So we kind of just napped out early because we kind of tend to pass out, you know what I'm saying? And wouldn't stay up normally for something like that. So we were just chilling out, and she actually got surprised. It was really cool. Her son showed up literally like 20 seconds before like the ball dropped for 2019. Like we got a knock on the door unexpectedly, and it was her son that was visiting from Texas. She had no clue he was here.
Oh, very cool. That's nice.
Yeah. So that was awesome. So we got to chill out a little bit last night, and then that's pretty much it. I'm still on vacation for like another week and a day. I go back next Wednesday the 9th. So just enjoying the downtime, man, and because work's been crazy, so I've just been enjoying it. So it's been good to hear all those stories, man. I wish a lot of the family was down in Virginia, so I saw like pictures of them like partying and doing everything. I saw the kids with Christmas with their presents and stuff like that, and then even for New Year's they hung tough, Gary, you know what I'm saying? I saw them throwing confetti at midnight last night. You know, so but it was good times, man, and I've been enjoying vacation, like I said. So yeah. Good. So this wellness challenge, man, I freaking, like I said, everything was kind of done by the weekend, so I was like, damn, freaking this Monday, I got one more day to enjoy, but I didn't really have much to enjoy left in the house. I'm gonna take this shit serious. It starts today, so let the people out there know what's up.
Yeah, listen, for those of you that kind of listen to the show or follow us in the group, I'm really excited. The final count should be 28 competitors, which I think this is the third year, right, Jose, that we've done it. I know I was part of it last year. I wasn't the first year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's probably the highest participation rate that we've had. And again, just to reiterate, you know, everybody who's in it, we updated the group. So it's a safe, controlled group now. It's meaning that you can share as much as you want. And it's really just including the participants in it. And, you know, with 28 people at the entry fee, that's like a $1,300 plus first prize for whoever has the highest percentage loss. So, yeah, this is high stakes, high reward. You know, I mentioned before, like the main purpose, right, is just to get healthier, get some good momentum and habits, not just for the new year, not just for 30 days, but for all of 2019. We talked about taking care of yourselves, breaking those images that maybe are out there for the collecting community. But, you know, being your best self, you know, for yourself and then for your family and the people that care about you. So I'm really excited. Like I said, it's actually been pretty busy because we've cut it off in terms of, you know, we've got the group together. Today was the first weigh-in, so my email's been blowing up with people doing their check-ins, and I'm real excited to see the participation in the Facebook group for that, because at the end of the day, everybody's in this together. And you know, the best thing that happens is you have a great prize. The worst thing that happens is you walk away feeling a lot better with just some daily lifestyle changes that will make you feel better, and obviously take better care of yourself. So it's exciting, but yeah, I mean, I'll use that phrase again: high stakes, high rewards, right? I can't think of the quote from Transformers movie, but you know, he's like, when he talks to his son about the Wikis or whatnot, but you know, same idea, right? You get it.
No sacrifice, no victory. No
exactly. Sacrifice, no there victory. You go. Thank you. But yeah, it's really exciting. So everybody that's in the challenge, listen, you know, I encourage you, you know, share things that you learn, struggles, findings, reach out, PM each other for support. You know, it's like I said, it's really just to have some fun, but to take it seriously, because it's important, you know. And life is full of a lot of other responsibilities and things that, you know, we don't have a choice over. What we have to take care of, and we distract ourselves with the action figures and the toys and these shows, and they're fun and it's great. But you know, at the same time, it's just really important for people to take care of themselves. Yeah. So I look forward to seeing the progress everybody makes, and yeah, it's exciting to watch for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to be even like you know, since it's a 3-month competition instead of 4 months, everything's going to happen a lot quicker, it seems, you know, like, so, and like you said, there's higher stakes, and you have less time to kind of, you know, there's really kind of like no time to waste almost with this competition. So
no, you're right. Nope. There's not. And we tried to make it really easy. You know, last year again, anyone who knows me in Gary fashion, sometimes I overthink and overcomplicate some stuff. But, you know, we kept it super simple. So it's just the weigh in, you know, and that's really it. And I'll do the math and we'll track it. And I'll put the updates in once we have the progress. Check-ins every 2 weeks, but people can share as much as they want. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Jose. I mean, it like starts immediately. You know, there's no ramping up. There's no, you know, building momentum. It's like you got to get in this and be focused from the beginning, because I know for a fact that some people are super serious about this. And for all the right reasons. And like I said, whatever motivates you is what motivates you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got to be, you know, there's not going to be time to waste or bounce back or relapse or miss out. You just got to keep the end goal in mind.
Yeah. Well, the money is a nice motivator. And since the competition is over on April 1st, my birthday is April 10th. I'm hoping to win that right before.
Dude, listen, I mean, right. You guys tell me $1,300. Actually, I think it'll be 1,400. 50 goes back to the second place, which is essentially whoever loses the most overall weight will get their entry fee back and a ROC prize package. I'm not, you know, we'll put something nice together for that person. But that leaves a 1,350 first place. I mean, just think about what you can do with that, right? I know we joked that's three, you know.
Yeah, MP40.
MP44s, right?
You could pay full price. You could pay that $440.
Dude, $1,300, that's 4 1/6 scale Hot Toys figures, just instant collection. All of a sudden, you're in the Hot Toys game, right?
How many DTOS is it?
I was just going to say, right? You break it down into DTOS, right? There's your whole shelf life.
That would be Dave, that'd be one of the tough ones.
Huh?
Right?
What would you do with the money, Dave?
What would I do with the money? I'd furnish my room. Exactly.
Furniture. Right.
Yeah, I'd furnish it. Yeah, I do.
You could get some curtains in those windows back there, right?
Yeah, I'm actually like, you know, I wasn't gonna throw this out there, but I'm hoping for another diverticulitis flare up so I can just fucking beat you guys at the end, you know. So I can start at the end of like fucking March, push through with a fucking victory.
You know? Shit out of his intestines,
Dave. You know how, Dave, you know how to trigger that, man. That's scary. Don't do that, man.
I know, right? I'm
just talking to you guys. There goes my liver.
By any means necessary, right? Oh, man. Yeah, so that's so 12 weeks, man. 12 weeks. That's going to pass pretty quick. So looking forward to it. Looking, I started and got back on the game. So, and especially, I think it was something to be said. I remember the first time. I think Dom, you won that, right? That first competition.
Yeah, tied. It was a tie for first place. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I remember like just kind of like not really giving it my all because it was like $20. You know, who cares about $20? But this $50 buy-in, I think, is a good incentive for people to kind of see it through the whole way. You know, and I'm very happy to hear 28 people. That's more than last year. I think we had 23. So that's definitely up from the year before. So very, very happy to hear that.
Yep. Well. And last year, you know, Joe H was the main winner.
Yep.
And he took his prize money and shared of what's in the box and dived into some 1/6 scale stuff himself. And Jason Y was the one who came in, you know, second place and got an ROC hoodie and some other goodies that we put together from the ROC, you know, prize vault of different stuff. So yeah, definitely look forward to seeing, you know, what people put together for themselves this year.
All right. Well, this is day one of 2019. So I'm sure we got a lot of things that we're going to be looking forward to in the coming year. But let's look back on 2018 real quick, guys. And as far as collecting and like, can you guys name like maybe your favorite action figure of 2018, like your top figure of the year?
I got mine. I'll tell you real quick, and I'll quit talking because no one wants to hear me talk that much. But the
very true.
I know, right? So I've got two. I'm gonna say, and one is thanks to Mr. The Analyzer, Brian Brink. Oh. He introduced me to the, and we've talked a lot, the Mythic Legions. It's the Rhaegor figure, and the short story. Is we were at the Spring Toy Con in New Jersey. The Four Horsemen were there. We hadn't got on the Mythic Legions kind of train just yet, but had been looking. This particular character is very reminiscent out of the package of the War Duke Dungeons and Dragons toy from the 80s. Not perfect, but very, very much reminiscent of that. And I really liked it. But Jose was doing me a huge favor, and that's the show I picked up, the SOC Voltron. So I was spending a lot of money already. And I passed on it. Well, Brian picked it up for me, surprised me about 5 weeks later at Skullfest. And it's a phenomenal figure. It's probably one of my favorite in my entire collection across everything. I love the story behind it. And it was the first Mythic Legions that I got. So it's definitely, I think, my top in 2018. And then the other part I'll just say is I commissioned Chris from Crashbox for... not necessarily a diorama, but a display piece. And again, anyone who's ever got to know me or listens to me talk, I'm a sucker for the animal companions with your action figures or vehicles. Let's just being kind of a car guy, I like that. And he put together a 1/6 scale compatible van for Deadpool. And the vision I gave him was that very 70s kind of panel van with the mural on the side. And what's awesome is Jisk actually did the artwork for the decals, and he made a nice clean Deadpool van that I've got some Marvel Legends stuff displayed on. And it's important to me because of the process, but it did kind of give me a different thought on how I would do my future display once we're back in a more permanent setting, my wife and I, in terms of, you know, how you can accessorize, you know, your stuff and really personalize it. So two real cool pieces for 2018 that I'm super psyched to have.
Nice
for me. Yep.
That Rhaegor figure, Gary, fucking that figure, what was it going for at the show? $35? Yeah. Right? I think you guys paid for that. It's going for over $200 on eBay now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like one of the hottest figures in the line. So I could see why you like it so much.
Yeah, like I said, it's great. I love the story. I love the surprise. Because let's face it, this day and age, it's hard for us to get surprised so much anymore. You know, and it's cool because I won't bore everybody with the details. But, you know, Brian, you and I had a fun conversation about your original Dungeons & Dragons guy you had at NJCC that one time. Yep. And suddenly it went from me trying to buy it from you to you being like, hey, I should probably keep this. Because it was like pristine. Like his figure, his toy was like freaking perfect.
Yeah, but no, it's just missing accessories only.
Yeah. But so exciting stuff for sure.
Was there any other standouts for you? Because I know like we all collect a bunch of things, so it might be hard to nail it down to just one or two. Like, is there a third or fourth out there? That,
I'll just say one other thing that really surprised me. Here's what I've been focusing on for me last year is, you know, I don't have a problem kind of trading stuff out and getting different things. It's not always the expensive stuff that is always the most impressionable. And that Black Series Dubac, I freaking love that thing. And you guys know, again, the animal companion piece. I don't use it for Star Wars. I use it with the Mythic Legions. But, you know, there was something about that toy that just at retail that really surprised me in terms of its presence and how it looks and I think how it displays. And it was just a good reminder that, yeah, I don't know, that was that $60, I think, when it was first out at retail before it kind of hit clearance. But I recycled the Sand Troopers and kind of resold those. So, you know, for that value at retail, it's a great toy. And I think I kind of love using it in the displays and stuff. So yeah. Another winner this year, I think, that I'll just say that didn't have to cost, you know, $200-$500 to enjoy it.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's nice when you can enjoy the simpler things, you know?
I totally agree. Yeah.
You know, anybody else? Anybody got some standouts they want to shout out from 2018?
Well, I'll say this has really surprised me. They're fucking beautiful. Play Arts Kai stuff. I always wanted to get into them, but I was like, they're kind of pricey.
So, you're a size queen. That's what it is.
Huh?
You're a size queen.
Size queen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That about women who like big things, and that sword is really big.
Oh, okay. You bought the figure because it has a large sword.
No, take the sword away; it's still fucking beautiful.
No, it's nice. It's really nice.
They're so nice. Like you know, I was talking with both Chris and Bobby, and they, you know, because you know. They both know the figures pretty well. I mean, Bobby does all the DC stuff from them, the Marvel and DC, and he's like the Final Fantasy stuff. He's like, I wish I would have gotten into it back in the day. I would be all about these because it seems to be where they shine the most. And I totally see it. But as far as like I mean, I can't really narrow down a favorite figure. I mean, I'll just say that for now. But as far as, like, my mentionables, I mean, we've had Storm Collectibles. They've pretty much killed everything they've done so far, even though that a lot of it's been ninjas. But the Street Fighter stuff, you know, I love that. This latest wave of Black Series figures, out of the fucking park.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Out of the park.
Nice.
And my final one will be Magic Square. Hooray to Magic Square.
Yeah. A lot of people enjoying their stuff.
Yep.
Crazy how Legends just blew up seemingly like this year. I've always been around, but just this year, it seems like it's just been the year of Legends.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I got to mess with the Toy World Wheeljack last night, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Lowry has it. He brought it.
Nice. What do you think?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. His head and his forearms are a little stout, we'll say.
Mm. Like, but from a quality perspective, is it Magic Square-ish?
Yeah, I would say it's somewhere in between Magic Square and Iron Factory.
Oh, okay. So pretty good.
It's pretty damn good. Yeah.
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 Interesting. That's their first, right?
Yep. It's the first one.
Nice. All right. Sweet. Anybody else? Some people look at it. I see Dave looking behind him. Like, he's like, I got to see what I'm going to say. He's like, I got to see what made me the most happy.
I was even looking on Instagram. I was like, what picture made me the most happy again? You know what I mean? Like, which one was it?
I'll go next.
But oh, you know what I did? Sorry, Brian. You know what I did? Forget Mythic Legions.
I almost figured that just went without saying, you know? Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Sorry, Brian.
No problem. No problem. For me, I was going to start out with Mythic Legions. I had a moment when we, it was after ToyCon, we went back to Dust House and I brought in a couple to open. And, you know, I know what to expect for the most part, but when that Gwendolyn Heavensbrand figure, when I opened it, and I was really, really impressed with it, and then when I put her unhelmeted head on, it was just so glorious. I don't know, that thing that just, it just blows me away, that figure. next is, the Black Series stuff this year, they have been killing it.
Yep.
They've even done some fan service with like re-releasing things that were hard to find. Like Sabine was re-released this year. I happened to find the day after Christmas a Pilot Luke, which
nice.
I almost, you know, for the non-carded one, right, the one that was in the box, I almost spent over $100 on that in the spring this year, right? Patience saves pockets.
Not mine. Didn't save mine.
Well, you got the 25th anniversary one. I was just talking about the boxed one.
Well, I have the boxed one too.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's any consolation, JD, the packaging is new. Like, here's a Fett that I got as well. So it's not
very nice.
They're actually marketing it as the Archive series.
Yep.
So if you want your boxed stuff to look like the old stuff, well, you're still gonna have to chase that down.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a neat thing because it still adds collector value to the original release, right?
Yep. I want that new paint on that face. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I saw Bobby had them. I saw them. They're fucking great looking.
And they put out the bounty hunters for everyone. the officers specifically for me, Tarkin, Piet, and Beers, I never... My wildest dreams would have been like, these are figures that I want in my collection, but they're just so awesome. I just wish they had different hands. and I can't remember if it was this year. I've been staring at this thing on my shelf for a very long time, but I don't know if it was early this year, but the Spider Noir. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this was this year or last year, but that's another one of my top favorites.
I think it was this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah, that figure is getting some popularity because of the movie, because he's in the Spider-Verse movie too.
Yeah,
so people are going to hunt that figure back down because he was in the movie.
That was pretty good.
I finally got the Iron Man in 1/12 scale that I wanted, which was Mark 7 from Figure Arts. So I was very happy to do that, and he's great. The Figure Arts Scarlett Johansson Black Widow for Infinity War, I love and hate because she has holsters but no guns, but the sculpt on her face is incredible. I have a 1/12 figure in a box back there that I haven't opened yet.
It's posted up there on the shelf.
Is that your Vader or is that your Obi-Wan?
My mythos Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Vader is still at PBTS. I haven't even shipped it yet.
That's the one that looks like in between the
Obi-Wan. Yeah, Brian, you got to tell me how that figure is. Cause...
I'm afraid to open. I was going to open it today, but I just got involved with other things.
Do it.
Yeah, maybe we can do it after.
That figure looks cool as shit, too. It's like a really good figure.
Yeah. But tops for me, goes along with things in the community, like Gary said, was getting my first diorama that Chris helped me put together from Crashbox. I never owned diorama before, and he accommodated me with one that I can use over and over again for many different shots and different aspects of taking pictures and, of course, different types of figures and stuff. So just immensely thankful to have one of those is amazing. So.
Nice. Nice. Anybody else, Dom? You want to go?
I purchased a lot of Hot Toys this year. It was like the year of Hot Toys for me. So the one that stands out that I thought was probably one of my stand up ones in my collection is going to be the War Machine, the Mark I War Machine. It's just a beautiful figure.
Mm, the one from Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So
yeah, I had the fig guards of that. That shit was dope.
I was able to dished out the cash for it and did not regret it at once when I got it and I took it out and looked at it. It's like, just having him, and then I went ahead and pre-ordered the Mark VI, which was now pretty much hard to get, having them two together. It's just, has that scene, that we, from that movie.
Mm-hmm. So. Was this this was like the year of the Hot Toys? Was this the first year, you really got serious about collecting those pieces?
Yeah. I went all in. So thanks, Brian and Dave, for that late night. Nothing happens good after 12 midnight. So
yeah. That is the saying, right?
Toy shop after 12 midnight, after midnight, because you just make some stupid ass decisions.
Well, I remember, you and Dave bidding each other up, right, on that piece.
Yeah, on one of those pieces. Yeah,
what's he doing? Didn't even know it. That was great.
But yeah, I'm all in on Hot Toys. Mostly Star Wars. Like, I'm just doing Star Wars, but I did pick up a lot of Iron Man and the Marvel. I'm just piecing which characters I want to get, so I'm not getting every Thor. I picked one Thor that I liked, and that's the one I was going to go with, and that's going to be representing Thor, the character, for myself. So it's just after a while, if you with all these movies that are coming out, they a lot of these characters are getting repeated. Some are cool, yeah, to the fact that, I'm on the fence on whether to pick the Infinity War Thor. I already have. I think I went with the Dark World Thor, and I bought the Dark World Loki, and then so I just don't know whether I was going to buy any of the other Lokis, and like I said, this is the Loki that I want. And then with Thor, just with that Infinity War Thor, he just looks so fucking cool and different, completely different. He has the short hair and all that shit,
and he fucking kicks ass.
And he kicks ass in the movie. Yeah. Like that fucking final scene when he jumps in the air and just fucking comes down with the axe and just blows everybody away.
I've watched that movie like 5 or 6 times in the past week since it came on Netflix. I can't stop.
It's glorious. I remember when I bought that DVD, I was like fucking, I watched it maybe 12 times straight on repeat. Every night, turned it on. So it's anything else? I like Black Series, I love it. I've been collecting it from day one. I remember when those toys hit the Pilot Luke and the Darth Maul and the R2-D2 when they came out. I was like, I was debating on getting anything Star Wars because there's such a big collection. It's just a massive, massive shit out there for Star Wars. And just to begin or go back and collecting certain things, you just don't know where to start. So when that first wave of 6-inch figures came out, I was like, this is probably a good line to get into and get that Star Wars fix. And so I started collecting that and never been, never looked back in regards to where they took the line and where they're taking it. So I really enjoy what they're doing. It's hard though. Like now it's like, I always have this debate with Dave, like, why the fuck am I, if I'm collecting Star Wars Hot Toys, why am I going to collect the Black Series stuff? So,
yeah, and the artifacts stuff.
And the artifacts stuff. Like, it's to me, it's going to be a lot of thinking this year on whether, if I continue doing Hot Toys, whether I really give up some of the 6-inch lines that I collect. It's just so hard for me to do it because the fact that there's a history of it. Like, all the finds I found in stores, all the, picking up those figures and, enjoying them from what they are. And now it's like, I got to give them up and give them away and, sell them. And it's just going to be hard for me to do that.
If you're giving them away, I'll take them.
Yeah, I know you.
We all heard it here. He's giving them away.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them, like Marvel Legends is in that same pool. Like, you know, you got the hot figures in certain waves, but then you got those fucking figures that nobody wants anything to do with them. So it's hard to even begin to start piecing that out and selling it off and everything like that, because it's just, you're going to be left with some duds that you're going to have. And there's a lot of duds, and it's like, you know, I just don't, like, nobody's interested in buying them. So you have to figure out how to sell them. And if I was going to sell them, I would probably sell them as waves and stuff like that. And, you know, make it interesting. And, you know, but it's just a thing that I have to think about. And whether, but I, like I said, in Marvel, I'm not going all in on Hot Toys. I'm just selecting a few. I bought all the die-cast, like, I'm in with the die-cast Ironmans because they're just amazing. They retain their value. They're beautiful figures, well crafted. I'm psyched that they're doing the seven. Like, they did the full seven, so the diecast seven is coming out later this year. So you know, it's just going to be a whole, like, nice setup where you can have, like, you know, Mark one through Mark seven, just like all listed out there, like the way you have it. And they're beautiful figures. They're heavy as shit. Very, you know. Not as articulated as a SH Figure Arts, but, like, you know, they can strike a good pose, a pose enough to look intimidating on a shelf. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoy them.
I feel you on the retail stuff, though. Like, and saying, like, that might be hard. Do you think that might be just because you could just get a wider range of characters than you would?
That's what.
Because Hot Toys is on a crawl. Like, you know, you're not going to get as much characters as a 6-inch line would be pushing out. And especially, mm-hmm. like, you know, that you can even say that with, like, you know, some of your high end 6-inches, they tend to do a crawl where, you know, Black Series, just they'll push those characters out fast because they're at a $20 price point. They're pushing them out into retail and trying to get the, you know, even SH Figure Arts, you have to wait for a while to get those characters. So,
and it's a topic we've talked about before, but correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but I think it's fair. You enjoy the hunt and you end up hunting and finding a lot of stuff that you help other people out in the community quite a bit for as well.
Yeah. The hunt for me is always fun. Like, I always enjoyed it. Yeah. I like, it's something that I've, you know, it's a stress reliever for me.
Yeah.
I remember speaking with Deluxe on my around 30 minutes. Go check that out. It's, you know, all of ours. If you haven't watched all our 30 minutes, it's really great because you guys get to know us a little bit more.
I thought
you were pitch. Good pitch. Good pitch. No, I'm a fan of the show.
No, that they're not a fan of the show. No, I'm sorry.
But, like, the thing is that, like, I just like it because it's just a very, like I said, it's a stress reliever for me. I enjoy it. It kind of takes me from the bullshit life that all the bullshit that you have to deal with life and everything like that. So it's like, puts my mind at ease and just makes me focus. And when I walk into a store and see something that I've been hunting for, it's a great feeling.
You told us your 12-inch favorite. What's your favorite 6-inch for yourself?
For myself,
yeah, I love this year that you bought
the four long from Black Series is just an amazing figure. I like just the Bounty Hunters itself. Like, it's always something that I enjoyed collecting. So just to get just when the four long came out and just the color and the paint on it, it's just amazing. So
through that head, the head,
it's just like, yeah, it just
put it up to light. It's fucking, it glows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the beautiful figures that they put out.
And Knight of Ren has been enjoying the Black Series too. I think he seems to be like one of his favorite lines.
Marvel Legends have been killing it too. Like, I really enjoyed the Omega Red. Like, you know, that was a character that I always wanted. The Toy Biz was always a very high price. And, you know, there's certain characters that I would love to get from Marvel Legends, and that was one of them. And when it came out, it was like, you know, one of the figures I always wanted to have with my Wolverine and, like, Wolverine and Omega Red. I remember reading the comics when that first comic came out with their battle and everything. I just thought they just paired up really well together. So that's about it. Like, you know, I got a lot of figures. I bought a lot of shit this year, man. This was like probably the year that I bought the most. And it's probably even the year I sold the most too. So it's like I did some work. So the much as I bought, I made sure that I, you know, did the work to sell and, you know, not have to kill myself in my pockets and dig deep in selling on eBay is just a chore because you got to, you know, I can't tell you how many fucking trips I made to the post office boxing shit up.
It is a chore. But it's a cycle, man. It's a cycle. You know, you have the stuff you don't want, get the stuff you do want. So awesome. What about you, Dave?
We're still talking about what figures we liked for 2000. Yeah.
You were looking. I was giving you time.
Dave just Dave's bought. Got- he just bought two more for 2019 already. So
I've actually been good, man. I haven't bought none for myself in like.
Yeah, congratulations. We're 8 hours into the new year.
Great. Wow. I mean, it goes without saying, man. I know I'm talking about a pricey toy, and it's not because of the price of it, but that Flames toy's Tarn is sick.
How sick is it, Dave? Is it really good?
As somebody that takes pics, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't take a bad picture of it. I'm working on one now, and you take three or four shots, you got your pick. You know what I mean? Where it comes to like other toys, you got to kind of fuss with it a lot. You know, you got to find the right position for it. This one just speaks for itself. You know, the way the light just comes off of it. It has the light up features. You know, it's just a really good fucking, really good toy.
Nice.
Are you in for the Star Saber, Dave?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think so. I think
I gotcha.
I think I want to. Go that route now. Yeah. Like I'm hoping to get the reissue of the Drift 2 that originally came out. But if I can, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to pay the aftermarket price for it. At worst, I mean, if I get out of this stuff, hopefully it retains its value and I could always resell it. You know, I think the Tarn would be the one that I probably would never get rid of. It's just cool, badass looking. Like, it even looks good with the MMC stuff. Like, it doesn't really, you know, it outshines it a little, but they look good, you know. I put the other characters around him, and you know, yeah, it stands out a little more, but it doesn't look bad together, you know what I mean? When you put him next to the original MMC, it's like, oh, okay, that's what we had before, you know, even though that toy was amazing when, you know, prior to this. But yeah, man, that toy is fucking awesome. Like, you know, Dom said he's got into 1/6 scale this year. So I did a lot of backtracking on stuff, you know, stuff that came out, you know, 2, 3, even 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And one was the sideshow Rex phase 1 and phase 2. I wanted them both and I got them both at a decent amount without really beating my head over for the price for them. And I still stare at them. Like, I come in the room and once in a while, I'm like, yeah, like if I got rid of all these fucking, I got a lot of fucking clone troopers. If I got rid of them all, I would keep those too. Just cause, you know, Rex is just Rex, you know, and he stands out alone. And then when I coincide with that stuff, I went on a whim. Like I was on eBay high one day, fucking decided to fucking shop on eBay. I put in a bid on a quarter scale, Jango Fett. Premium format statue, and I'm glad I did, because even though when I first got it, I was like, what the fuck am I doing with this big thing? Like, I ain't got no room for this, you know, but I stare at it like it's next to me now, and this is probably the only toy I probably clean every few weeks, like, because it's out. It's also out. It's not protected by anything, but I actually take the time to clean it, because when people come in the room, they spend a few minutes on it. You know, they're like, oh, that's fucking cool looking, you know, because it's so big, you know, details on it. They stand out. I guess that for me, that's three figures, right? You know, fucking, it made me happy. I mean, you know, listen, we're addicts. I mean, my name speaks for itself. I'm addicted to toys, and the high that I get from a toy, like these toys, I might still be on that high. Some of them, you know, I pull it out the box, I play with it for a week, and I put it on, you know, I put it on the shelf, and I might come back to it a few weeks later. but it's just the few things that stand out. I got an honorable mention. I got to say Mythic Legions, because every time I get one, I got to open it, you know? And I've had a talking to somebody, I forgot who it was the other day, I had a debacle because I had opened so many of them that I forgot whose weapon was where. Like, I got them all fucking screwed up. I spent a good 2 hours and I still have like 8 of them. I don't know whose weapon is what or what box it goes in. But they're fun. Like, you know, they use the imagination, you know, because, you know, everybody complains there's some fiction to it, you know, but there's no movie or, you know, book about it. You know, there's a comic I think they made, but you just use your imagination and those characters could be whoever the fuck that you want them to be, you know?
Right. So yeah.
Get it today and tomorrow he's a fucking king of some kind of fucking royalty family and, you know, whatever it is.
I think you're right, Dave, with them particularly, and I apologize, I don't mean to like kind of rock roll and cut you off, but I think that line is right because you can not just customize them, but you can, you know, just with the pieces, you know, just do whatever you think, right, and have them fit you for, like, you know, your imagination or how in depth you want to go. And it's a different approach because I think we're all kind of also collecting where we want like an ultimate representation of a character. Dom just said, right, do you buy the Hot Toys Vader or 6-inch? Like, I'll look at me, like, I have, you know, one or two Marvel Legends Deadpool figures that are fun to mess with, but my ultimate representation is my Hot Toys Deadpool from the first movie. And I like that approach, but with the Mythic Legions, I'm not trying to get an ultimate, you know, anything. It's just each one can be unique based on how you put it together and how you pose it, you know, with what other figures and combinations of weapons. And if you swap parts, it's, you know, I don't know. It's a neat interactive line, which I think opened up a bit of a different mindset maybe in the collecting versus that always what's the best representation to get.
This was Chan and I talked about this on Nerd Rage this weekend. So it was a big topic, why and how, and, you know, it from every aspect. And it's just using your imagination.
Yeah.
And this shit is kids. You know what I mean? Optimus Prime would beat the fuck out of He-Man and their Skeletor, you know? And that's the thing. You just have everything.
Having an established fiction is a tricky thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things are immune to that right now, which is great.
What are you playing with right now? You're playing with one, right?
Yes, I am. This port builder I just got.
Oh, you got the one with the armor, Chad.
Yeah. Tell him that we win. That's the one that we got from the sale that we went all in together, because he's saying
he wasn't in that sale. So no, it wasn't.
Uh-uh. Yeah, it was.
And it wasn't that one.
No.
It wasn't that
no.
One.
There's a bear chested one. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So is that the one that we got?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bear you chest. Sure?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that?
I can't keep track.
Someone had a good deal on it in a group, and I
that's
just
the one you
on
got
it.
For the whatever you got it for the other day. That's a good price.
Yeah.
Deal. You see how we're so into this shit, Jose?
Yeah.
That's a good fucking price for that one. That one's hard to get. It kind of reminds me of when I first got into like Masterpiece Transformers, and there were already like a few of them out. You know, you had to chase after an Optimus or what was the other one that I started off with Prowl. That was my first one. I had a chase after Optimus. I was losing bids on eBay. It was like $250, I think, at the time or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept looking for characters after, like, the Seekers or whoever was out at the time. And it just reminds me of that, like, that kind of hunting for them. Like, you know you want a specific character and you keep looking for it until you find it.
Yeah, do you think who knows if they'll reissue that stuff? Hopefully one day, and it won't be like a thing that's scarce like some of those figures you were talking about that are going for like over 200.
Yeah, ridiculous. Pieces. They got one
ridiculous,
even more.
Like, yeah, especially, you know, for the size, you know, for, you know, 6-inch, you know, things that go that were supposed to retail for $35. So
right.
Yeah. So my stuff is it's just all transforming stuff, you know. Just some standouts of the year was that Sunstreaker. Really kind of dug that, because despite the, you know, that overly tuned aesthetic, just, you know, the engineering of the figure and everything that you could do with it. It's a really nice freaking masterpiece. You know, the Unrustables, I went big on those, you know, in the last year.
You know what? No one's talking about the Unrustables in the polls at all either. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, I saw people, you know, people here and there. No, like, mentions that I'm, like, in, like, the last few months and stuff, but still really nice pieces. Yeah. Maybe because it's just an original piece of, like, work. Maybe that's what goes against it. Or maybe once more pieces come out from that designer, we'll see, you know, more people be like, oh, I want those bikes. You know?
Yeah, they've been dealing with some bad press, too, you know, all that other weird shit. Yeah, yeah.
That red one you got is fire.
That, yeah, that red one is awesome. Yeah.
Face collecting.
Face. Yeah, that's a really nice one. Pew, 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 pew. Like the Pacific Rim phase, you know, for a couple of months.
Dude, I just put them in a box today.
What you got in the box, NJCC?
Oh no, I don't think I'm gonna sell them. But they're taking up swap space. I need swap space to move this shit around.
Yeah, I boxed them up recently too. They might just get thrown out there in the Facebook groups and stuff. So we'll see. But yeah, that I was actually surprised that Generation Toy Primal, the Optimus Primal figure that they came out with. That's a dope figure. Like, and it surprised me. Like, I didn't think I would like that one as much as I wound up liking it. Especially like the monkey mode, yeah. It's pretty cool. Like nice, you know, really nice solid build, which I always hear from Generation Toy. That's a calling card of theirs. Like, their stuff is really well made. And you know, pretty nice and fun to flip back and forth. Just a nice piece, and it's an original also. Like, you know, it's based off Primal, but you know, it's a robotic Primal, not
yeah, that's cool.
You know, animal based or anything like that. It's all mechanical, so that's pretty awesome. And then like a couple of you guys mentioned, like the dioramas and stuff, you know, Chris made me a nice little street, like a Manhattan street block where, you know, scaled down like for masterpiece figures, which is really nice. And then Jason Young, man, hooked it up, gave me like a scattered waste, like landscape, kind of like, you know, for like the siege line stuff that I've kind of been enjoying like in this late half of the year. You know, since I'm going to be scaling back on the collecting, I'm really happy that Hasbro kind of stepped it up with that stuff, because I could kind of still, like, you know, collect that and enjoy it, and especially like with the dioramas and stuff, still kind of get an enjoyment out of collecting, since I'm not going to be collecting too many of the big pieces out there too much. So those are my honorable mentions. Pretty much like those, you know, there's so much, guys. Like you said, we collect so much, it's hard to like just pin it down. But you know, if I could say anything, I guess I could say I enjoyed that kind of stuff. And then just looking forward, you know, to a couple of pieces coming out like into the new year. Does anybody want to run it down the line? Does anybody have like one piece coming out in 2019 that you're most looking forward to that's been announced already?
I'm looking forward to that TFC, the G2 Optimus, but the camo, like they released it, the Optimus color one, but the camo one hasn't come out
yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait. That G.I. Joe hybrid.
Oh,
the G.I. Joe cool, right? Camo. Yeah,
the G2.
Yeah, the color, yeah, the army colored one looks actually pretty dope on that.
Yeah, so like, and I've seen reviews of the figure with the Optimus one, and people are talking how great quality it is and everything. Big surprise coming from TFC, since, you know, they've been, their quality and, or, you know, basically been shit for a long time. So it's like them putting out a figure like that and seeing it in the display cabinets in TFCon, it was like, you know, oh, this thing looks fucking really good.
So nice. Anybody else? I'll probably say MP44 for me, like, just because
fuck that figure.
I know I'm not going to be getting a bunch, so that's like one that's already just been bought that I already know I'm looking forward to. It's been bought.
So it's funny that you said, Jose. So I'm actually excited to try, and it's not about price. It's not being cheaper or stingy on the money. For whatever reason, I like, no, but that Magic Square Prime, right? The MP scale one, the what's it called, Dom? The guiding light or something? I can't remember, whatever they're calling it.
You're right.
But the MP scale, it's just something about it. When I look at the comparisons between that, the MP44, that other company that has one, the Transform Element, I think, I'm kind of excited. I can't say what it is, why, but I'm excited to see that. I am excited for some of the more the Black series because they have gotten really strong, and I'm sticking strict to like Clone Wars characters. So, you know, you guys mentioned some of the face printing, but that that clone Commander Wolf, that was the exclusive. Mm. His like armor deco and his face sculpt, the helmet design just I think looks awesome. And getting like a mace and, you know, a few other characters that fit that time frame in the Star Wars mythos, I'm pretty psyched for. So I think that's all pretty cool stuff to look forward to.
I'm also looking forward to those Quintessons, man. Those fucking Quintessons that we saw in that last reveal looked really good. I'd like to get a set of Quintessons and, you know, really amped up your third season fucking displays and shit like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and there's a company too. I'll just say Storm Collectibles is pretty interesting to see, and I've owned a couple of the ninjas. And I know there's a lot of discussion, right, of all the repaints and the different colors, but it seems as if they've gotten their QC far more consistent because, you know, I had the first non-bloody Sub-Zero, and he had a lot of issues like ankles and wrists and hands staying in and stuff like that. And then I had a couple of the Street Fighter figures that I messed around with, and they were pretty cool. I don't have a huge affiliation with either one of those properties, but I thought the figures looked really great. And then I ended up, Dom, I got you the red ninja, right? And then I picked up the purple one just because I like the purple color. And it's like, it's the same figure. I get it. But like I said, the QC and the fit and finish just seems like really a higher level for that. So I think that company could do a lot as they fund some of the more original designs. And again,
what they need to do is reissue fucking Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and goddamn Reptile because, you know. Yeah. I fucking missed out on those three, and I'm waiting for the reissue. Yeah. I'm not buying those shits for fucking $220 and each, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know they've got a lot of properties for the fighting games and a couple other ones they've added, but I think that'll be an exciting year to watch what they're able to do, and hopefully maintain, you know, the quality that seems that they've kind of improved upon a little bit.
Dude, I want to see them do like a Ninja Gaiden, like Gaiden fucking figure. Oh, that'd be cool.
I was playing that shit on my emulator on the Fire TV.
Me too. That was a fucking good game, dude.
I made a Ryu out of articulated icons.
Oh, the Ryu?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. I like the way some people made some snake eyes and shit.
Yep.
Nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dope. Did everybody go? Anybody else?
I've been trying to think.
MP44.
No. I mean, I'm excited for all Optimuses that come out, actually, but...
Does it move a little bit, Brian? Like, that type of excitement? Dave got one.
But, you know, from a Transformers perspective, though, I'm excited for a Trailbreaker.
Please!
I mean, Fans Toys, come on. Or, dude, even Takara... I would be really excited if they announced one, like really, because I think he actually looks good in Tune. Because his toy just looks so terrible. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Stilts.
And, dude, I am actually excited for a Fans Toys Blitzwing and a Fans Toys Blitzwing specifically because. I just remember I'm looking at the Dinobots right now, and every single Dinobot of theirs that I opened because of its size and just the aesthetic and the love that went into it, that Blitzwing is going to be huge, and it's going to have a presence as soon as you open it, and that is a feeling that I really, really want, and I don't think I've had it since I got Phoenix.
I don't want to ruin anything for you, Brian, but if Blitzwing is going to be anywhere near the quality Hydra,
now that's what I was going to ask.
Turd.
That's what I was going to ask a question. Like, does to having owned iHydro from Franz Toys, is that concern and whether you're going to second guess your purchase for Blitzwing?
Yeah, because I'm not buying them.
Triple changers have been a very difficult thing that to do for third parties. Like, you know, one or so several of those features, like, you know, vehicle modes, do suffer. Like, and I would only imagine Franz Toys to blow each, you know, blow them out of the water and make them perfect for each mode and stand out from the rest. So I just don't know. I just don't know. I just feel
like I think Franz Toys is scared.
Yeah. Like I think it's very difficult, and I don't have that much confidence after, having Hydra.
I didn't get Hydra, and nor do I care about Hydra. So
I'll sell you one.
Yeah, no way.
I'll sell you one.
No way.
Buy a sale.
But other than that, I know I'm really not anticipating anything else really for the lines that I'm getting. I'm curious to see what comes out in the Diaclone reboot line. I just hope it's not very expensive. And and the only other thing is I would love to see a teaser for a Black Widow figure arts with the straight red hair. Which one was that? That was
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That is something I'd be excited for. But other than that, man, I need my Episode 3 Obi-Wan, who's already, you know, been released, and Star Wars is coming to a close to me, and unless something really crazy happens in this movie, you know? So I've pretty much got everything I need for Star Wars. That Emperor, I don't know. I don't know if I'm excited for it. It's almost just like something I need at this point, so... Mm.
All right.
I'm excited for like the same lines that, you know, Storm. I'm excited for everything they have slated. Magic Square. I'm excited for they recently teased, I think it was them that teased a picture, and it was pretty much the full season one cast. And they did the Franz Toys thing with the silhouettes, but it looked like they were already like test shots.
Wait, who? And season one of what?
Magic Square.
Oh, okay.
Season one Transformers.
Yeah. Now, JD, I got a question. Sure. That Bumblebee is from New Age, right?
And the one that I have.
So like that Bumblebee has been a standout figure for Legends. Like it's like everybody enjoys that Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Now New Age is coming now, putting their assortment of figures coming out. Like, you know, and I'm wondering how it's going to compete with Magic Square, since Magic Square came first to market and they blew people's minds in regards to, you know, where Legends can go. I was just one of those figures that I stand out in my Legends collection is that Bumblebee. That Bumblebee is like amazing, and I'm just so interested in seeing how New Age and what is coming out with their stuff and how well that it is and how that compares to Magic Square.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just because the only thing that New Age has put out is that Bumblebee, and just several reprints of it, and you know, and it's a standout figure, and it holds up to a lot of that Magic Square stuff, and it's and it's like, you know, I just want to see what New Age stuff is going to come out this year and whether it holds up on that.
Well, we'll see.
They got a couple figures coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have some shoes to fill. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're intending on stealing anything,
it's interesting with Legends, because there's these now new companies are coming out. You got Magic Square, you got New Age, you got the older ones that have been doing it, like Iron Factory. But I think Iron Factory is just it's more stylistic, you know, a stylized version of what they want to do with the like a more Cybertron version of those figures. So.
Yeah,
I think they're just a standalone. No one's going to compete with those Legends. If you're into those Legends, you're into that Cybertron feel type of that character.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, you got your DX9 and your and everybody, the old timers that've been in it, and see how they all compete and where they're going to go with it, and what other new companies are going to pop up and just, you know, try to compete in that market.
Yeah, I'm also excited for, you know, see where Black Series goes. They better give us more aliens.
Cantina.
I need Cantina aliens. I need Jabba's Palace. You know, just aliens. Give us some more fucking aliens.
Bib Fortuna.
Yeah, I need a Bib Fortuna. Yeah, Bib Fortuna. I really don't want to tackle that custom. It's very difficult. From like, if I go by what other people have made, you know what I mean? It's very difficult. And even if I find my own way to do it, which I probably would, but it's a very hard figure to do.
All right, so here's a quick question. Is anyone in for the Sideshow 1/6 scale Jabba that's coming out, Dave or Dom?
No.
No.
I thought about it, but right now space is you know, my main concern. So until I figure everything out, that's going to be on a long wait list.
Interesting. All right.
I'm trying to stay away from Sideshow stuff. Like I'm only doing Hot Toys, and at that speed, I can handle it. If I go into any other 1/6 figures, I feel like it's just going to be at a pace that I won't be able to control.
If they had a Slave Leia, Gary, like announcement, I might have that fucking Jabba on pre-order, but I'm not just gonna have that fat fuck sitting around right now. You know what I mean? Like I already have him. I already have him in a 6-inch. I have the 6-inch sitting there already. So
I went there, Dave. I went there. I made fun of myself. You see that?
That's okay. I've been good. It's a new day for the new year, Don.
New day for the new year.
I've made fun of you once.
Let's wait for the weekend.
it's only January 1st. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's only January 1st.
All right. So that might be a good point to wrap. Did everybody answer? Dave, did you get to answer?
Yeah, I think so. I think. What are we talking about again?
He's buying shit over there.
Yeah, he's... No. I'm working on a photo with actually.
You gonna post that up tonight?
I'm going to try to. I don't know if I have time.
Jose, he's going to hashtag it so he gets selected on ETR on Monday.
He might. You never know. All right. So we could wrap on that. And if you guys want, if we're all going to hang out, I'll throw the link out to the ROC Facebook group. Anybody watching wants to hop in, feel free.
I have one more. I think it's worth it. I totally forgot about, but for whatever, I'm very curious. I don't know if excited is a word, but the masterpiece Hound. I look forward to seeing what that looks like. Actually, just because I always liked that character as a kid, just in that episode with like Ravage and the key and the cane, you know, the cage and stuff, and when he kind of like leaves it. So I'd like to see that. I didn't really like Willis when I had him, so that might be kind of cool.
What are you talking about Willis?
Yeah.
Nice. Is there a release date for that? Is that dropping anytime soon?
I have zero idea. I just remember that one picture a couple months ago.
Yeah. No, hopefully pre-orders are up. No.
Yeah.
Right,
they're probably going to push that back after like late this year because they probably don't want to take away from like MP Optimus that's coming out.
The Prime.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's
I can see that happen. Like I can see where they're going to be like, okay, because they showed it first, so like they're probably going to be like, oh, we'll release it at October or November.
Dude, that's a huge gap. What Sunstreaker, right? Sunstreaker was like the end of December last year, right?
Yeah.
It came out like that last week after Christmas. And we haven't gotten a new G1 figure until August of this year.
That's right.
We got two figures all year.
That's nuts. I mean, there's the Beast Wars stuff.
It's the Beast
Wars
stuff that filled the gap.
What came out in August of this year?
I think
August of this year coming up is MP44.
And what it's Megatron. Geez. I think Megatron Beast Wars is coming out April, right, this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
April. Yeah, they did the repaints of Shockwave and Megatron in the toy colors.
Yes.
And the Diaclone of Sunstreaker. They repainted Primal. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nothing new.
Jesus, they need to get going here, man.
Yeah. Well, they're reissuing Primal. They're releasing the Megatron. We got the Optimus coming out. So we'll see. Maybe they'll surprise us.
When was Cheetor? Was Cheetor this past year or was that the year before?
I think that was the year before.
Yeah. We got the black one this year, right? The repaint of it.
That one. Yeah.
So, all right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's all right,
guys. Let's run it down the line, get some where you at, and like I said, I'll throw the link out to the Facebook group. You guys can hop on in. Brian Brink, I'll start with you.
Hey, Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, at Brink Lazar on Instagram. If you're in the Facebook group, look, man, the Road Bros are taking over these polls. Get out there and let's dominate some other stuff, man. Let's go, people. Let's do it.
All right. The what are dominating?
The Road Bros, robot fans.
Oh,
it's all robots.
I think I added a category or two to each one.
I mean, I just basically want. I mean, we're nominating favorites, right? So it's not necessarily a contest, but I want people to share some of their favorites of the year, yeah. Kind of broaden people's minds, you know.
I hear you. All right, Big Dom.
Find me, Dom Acresso, in the groups, and here Tuesday nights with these guys. And I am Lord Chumbly on Xbox, so I'm Lord Chumbly 50. I'm going to start getting back into Call of Duty. I kind of napped on that for the last month and a half, but I
want to pick it up. And nap while you're taking it.
Yeah, probably. But I'm going to try to jump by. I got that. Still got to play that. Hook up my PS4 and play that Spider-Man game.
Oh yeah, I beat all the DLC.
Did you?
On vacation, yeah. So it's son totally complete. Yeah.
There's not enough hours in a fucking day.
You need vacation, man. You need vacation.
No. I wish. You know, I need me vacation. That's what I need. I need me to sit down and just play some video games and just do single guy shit. You know, why can't you, you know, you got to figure that shit out.
It's called divorce.
Oh, man. JD.
We don't say that word here.
It's a dirty word. All right. Energon Addict.
Yo, find me here Tuesday nights. Looking for ways to lose weight in the next few weeks. Because I got to change my diet. I got to fucking either start working out again. I'm hoping to wait out the fucking gym, you know, do maybe start with some calisthenics or something at home. Because right now, you know, you got everybody who's got those.
The gym is crowded.
Got those resolutions and the gym memberships went up and everything. You got those people just standing around talking to each other, drinking protein shakes and shit. So I'll wait a little while before I hit the gym, but I plan to do that.
Dave, too. Why don't you just back up over there and do some, like 10 jumping jacks? Come on. How is he going to do it? Oh, God.
Oh, boy. One, two, three, four.
The audio.
He's going to come back
today. He's going to turning around.
I only did like 6.
Good boy.
It's okay.
Nice. He's there. See, guys? See, he's committed.
That's what he
love, right?
This guy's going to be running to work. How far is work from you, Dave, from your house?
Right now, it's about 4.5 miles.
Fucking run, Dave. Do it.
Damn, it is moving. It'll be like about a mile away soon, so.
Well, I'm two and a half, and I usually walk it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll make sure I just keep walking it.
You power walk it.
Even if it's cold.
You power walk it, right?
Yeah. Yep. I do it 2.5 miles. I do it in 35 to 38 minutes, just power walking it. So it's not bad. Not bad. It's what helps keep the weight off, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be doing more stuff to take more. So.
I'm gonna be taking gym selfies. That's what I'm gonna be doing.
Good luck, gentlemen. Good luck.
Hope so. Hope so.
I'm gonna do like a calf selfie, like to show off my calf.
That's a good idea, Dom. You know this dude, right? This dude, Gary, dude, who's fucking doing this fitness thing for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. There's gotta be a way for us to fuck with him.
Yeah.
You know, like Gary, you have any goals this year, like fitness wise, or
that's actually a good question, Dave. And yeah, I think I am going to look at doing, you know, an event possibly in the fall of 2019. So Yeah, so I think I'll keep you guys updated once I kind of figure out what event that looks like and what part of the country I think I'll be in at that point in time. So
we get we get those arm shots and those fucking ab crunches videos and shit.
The abs made me bit of work after the winter. Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
All of a sudden,
but, you know, I'll be happy to oblige. I know Brian likes the gym selfies quite a bit when we post them. So.
Great.
His favorite. Everybody send your gym selfies to Brian.
Yeah, send it.
He's going to make a collage at the end of the year with them.
Do some buttock selfies at the gym.
No, but, you know, in a serious note, and I'm going to quit sounding so preachy and, you know, projecting stuff as it probably comes across to anyone who listens.
You don't own motivation, me,
Gary. Motivation is contagious. It's contagious. Look, just like some people on this panel got their collections displayed this past year, right? They set a goal, they talked about it, they did it, they got stuff set up, they put forth the work and the effort and got it done. You know, the motivation for this challenge, I mean, it wears off on you regardless of how it ends up. It's good. So to your point, Dave, it's very selfish for me, but it is very motivating and kind of is inspiring to work on whatever goals you have for yourself too. So I think I'm going to be in for it.
Yeah, good to hear that.
All right, let them know where you at, G.
Oh, Gary Allen on Facebook, and that's really where you'll be able to find me the best.
All right, JD.
JD Brocious in the Facebook groups. Pigment Surgery on Instagram, Xbox Live. Not that anybody really cared. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, every Tuesday here at 8. And I believe tomorrow night is a new figure banging.
Oh, is that tomorrow? Yes.
I believe so.
Keep it rescheduled. It was rescheduled.
I got postponed last week, right? Yeah.
And keep an eye out for the Nerd Rage extras.
It's
one of the coming weeks here.
I think tomorrow we might be reviewing Statue of the Year.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
You're supposed to give that away. Check the polls if you want to know.
All right, guys. As for myself, Harrick and BX all over social media, here with these gentlemen every single Tuesday. And check out Verbally Challenged with Harrick and BX on all audio platforms. Before we head out, shout out to Crashbox Customs, the official Mezco supplier to Realm of Collectors. You can visit Crashbox Customs on social media for all your Mezco and diorama needs, and be sure to mention the word Realm when placing an order for a surprise gift with your purchase. And shout out to all the other shows on the Cool Table Network and to the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Beer Motors 40K, Toy Detox, who else we got? Fresh Communication, 8 weeks, building up to it. Stasis Lock, I think that's all of them, and Us Breaking the Mold. Check all those other podcasts out on all their audio platforms. And you can check out the Cool Table page on Facebook as well. So that'll do it for us for this week, guys. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Please base. I'm not even drinking. But please stay safe out there. And we'll see you guys next week. All right. Peace out.
So long. Bye.